What is a urinary tract infection?
The urinary tract is the part of the body that makes urine and carries it out of the body. It includes the bladder and kidneys and the tubes that connect them. When germs, called bacteria, get into the urinary tract, they can cause an infection.
How serious are the infections in children?
Urinary infections in children usually go away quickly if you treat them right away. But infections that aren't treated right away could cause permanent damage. The kidneys may not work well, which could lead to kidney failure. Infants and young children are at extra risk for kidney damage from infections. Urinary infections also can lead to a serious infection throughout the body called sepsis. Problems from a urinary infection are more likely to happen in babies born too soon, in newborns, and in infants who have something blocking the flow of urine.
What causes the infections in children?
Germs that live in the large intestine and are in stool can get in the urethra, which is the tube that carries urine from the bladder to the outside of the body. Then germs can get into the bladder and kidneys.
What are the symptoms?
Babies and young children may not have the most common symptoms, such as pain or burning when they urinate. Also, they can't tell you what they feel. In a baby or a young child, look for a fever not caused by the flu or another known illness. Urine that has a strange smell, vomiting, the child not being hungry, or the child acting fussy. Older children are more likely to have common symptoms, such as pain or burning when they urinate, needing to urinate often, loss of bladder control, red, pink, cloudy, or foul-smelling urine, or pain in the back on one side, which is called flank pain, or lower belly pain.
How are urinary tract infections diagnosed?
The doctor will give your child a physical exam and ask about his or her symptoms. Your child will also have lab tests, such as a urinalysis and a urine culture, to check for germs in the urine. It takes 1 to 2 days to get the results of a urine culture, so many doctors will prescribe medicine to fight the infection without waiting for the results. This is because a child's symptoms and the urinalysis may be enough to show an infection. After your child gets better, the doctor may have him or her tested to find out if there is a problem with the urinary tract. For example, urine might flow backward from the bladder into the kidneys. Problems like this can make a child more likely to get an infection in the bladder or kidneys.
How are the infections treated?
Your child will take antibiotics for urinary tract infection. Give this medicine to your child as your doctor says. Do not stop it just because your child feels better. He or she needs to take all the medicine to get better. The number of days your child will need to take antibiotics depends on the illness and the type of antibiotic medication. You can help your child get better at home. Have your child drink extra fluids to flush out the germs. Remind your older child to go to the bathroom often and to empty the bladder each time. Call the doctor if your child isn't feeling better within 2 days after starting the medicine. Your doctor may give your child a different medicine. It is important to treat urinary infections quickly in children to prevent other serious health problems. Sometimes, a baby younger than 3 months may need to get medicine through a vein and stay in the hospital for a while. A child who is too sick to take medicine by mouth or has trouble fighting infections also may need to stay in the hospital.